Dear parents and carers, I hope this letter finds you well as we fast approach the summer break. It has been a challenging term for both staff and students, as we have faced a larger than usual amount of supply staff in the building. This inevitably leads to a degree of instability in school for the students, but the majority have coped admirably and not let their standards drop. We thank them for this. I am very pleased to inform you that despite a time of significant challenge when recruiting teachers, we are fully staffed from September, ensuring greater stability across the school as students are taught by subject experts in every department. Last day of term arrangements is Friday, the 21st of July. The last day of term will see students finish and break up for summer at 12:30 p.m. They are expected to attend in full school uniform. Periods 1 and 2 will see them in normal lessons, so needing to bring in appropriate equipment for any practical subjects they have. After break, students will go into their tutor groups for end-of-year celebration activities, including a house assembly. Should your child be eligible for a free school meal and would like to collect one as they leave, please would you inform us of this by emailing us at office@willenicotehighschool.org.uk by the end of Monday, so our kitchen has time to order food as appropriate. Changes to tutor groups from September 2023. As a school, we have been reviewing our current system of vertical tutoring over the last few years, and how this approach impacts on students. Some of the areas we have discussed include relationships between students in both their own and different year groups, relationships students create with their tutor, our ability to deliver age-appropriate and effective personal, social and emotional development, PHSE, our ability to deliver messages and assemblies that are pitched at the right level and relevant to students, our ability to deliver pastoral support and intervention via one person who knows all students within the same year group. We do believe that delivering an appropriate experience for students with ages that range from 11 to 16, and who are at very different stages in their personal development and school careers, is increasingly challenging and prevents us from offering the bespoke experience we believe students deserve. We have included Mr. Foskett, our new headteacher, in these discussions and are all of the firm belief that now is the time to move away from vertical tutoring, instead, having a traditional year group structure that contains only students from each specific year group. To enable a smooth start after the summer, students will be told the name of their tutor and which group they will be in on the final day of term. They will also learn who their year group pastoral officer will be from September. Whilst we know that some of you may be disappointed or worried by this decision, I hope that you will trust us when considering the reasons that support this decision. Logistically, changing this structure is a massive piece of work for staff, so we would not undertake this unless confident that students will significantly benefit from this decision. This has to be our primary reason for this change. September 2023, return to school. Please be aware of the arrangements for students when coming back in September. Monday the 4th of September, staff training day. Tuesday the 5th of September, staff training day. Wednesday the 6th of September, school opens to year 7 students only, to arrive for a 9:30 a.m. start, finishing at 3 p.m. Thursday the 7th of September, school opens to all students, to arrive on site by 8:25, and heading to their new tutor for an 8:30 a.m. start, finishing at 3 p.m. Staff who are leaving us on Friday the 21st of July. At this time of year, we sadly have to say goodbye to some of our staff who are moving on to new opportunities, for a variety of reasons. I would like to publicly thank Mrs. Delacott, teacher of English, Mrs. James, teacher of ICT and computing, Mr. Johnson, teacher of history, Miss Smith, teacher of art and DT, and belatedly, Miss Matthews, cover supervisor and teacher of drama and music, for all of the work and time they have given to support the students who come to us every day. They will be dearly missed by students and staff, and we all wish them well in the next phase of their career. The other person who will be leaving with a heavy heart at the end of this year is myself. Having started at the school as a deputy headteacher in September 2017, I have had the pleasure of coming to work each day and spending my time with an amazing group of young people, hopefully supporting many of them in some way during their journey through secondary school. They are the reason why I look forward to coming to work each morning, and I will greatly miss the way that so many of them make my day a better one. I will also greatly miss the staff who have supported me from the moment I arrived, as well as many parents and carers I have gotten to know over the years and who have been incredibly good to me. During the autumn term, I decided that it was time to take the step of trying to become a headteacher, and I was fortunate enough to be appointed to a position in a different school during the spring term. By the time applications were due for the position of headteacher at Wilnecote, I had already been appointed elsewhere. Whilst sad to be leaving, I am of the firm belief that a new voice at the top is often a welcome thing, as it is an opportunity to reset the way certain things are done and brings a fresh set of eyes to all that we do. Mr. Foskett is a fantastic appointment for the school, and the support he will receive from an outstanding senior leadership team and staff body who know your children will enable the school to keep moving forwards and provide your children with the very best opportunities to be successful. With 1 week to go, there is still much to be done before we break for summer, but I would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your children a safe and enjoyable summer break when it arrives, and all the best for the future. Yours faithfully, Simon Adams, Interim Headteacher.